Dr. Patricia Knoll is a counselor who's been working with people for decades. She's also a drug addiction specialist, and she's an acupuncturist. In addition, she's an author of the book, Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. If you listen to this each week and you buy her book, you too can proudly be good with me. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Thanks so much for being here with us. It's the Pete O'Shea Show on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your brother, Pete O'Shea. Got my sister, Kathy Curtis, on the board right now. You heard that sounder. It's now time for our Good With Me segment with Dr. Patricia Knoll. It all comes from her phenomenal book, Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. I told them earlier in the show, Doc, that I'm far less of a jerk now because I'm reading this book.
I heard you say that, and I agreed.
What? Look at Kathy, she's so happy.
No, that's good. That's good. I didn't expect that from you.
No, I didn't see that coming. Good for you, Doc.
We're all very grateful.
Yes, we're all very grateful. Yes, everybody is. Before we get even into it, you and I will be together on Saturday. We'll be going to doing a book signing together, your book and my book, at Cerulean Blue, which is a resort wear, a wonderful shop right down there on Beach Street, 400 Beach Drive in St. Pete, Suite 161. We'll be there from 9 a.m. until whenever. And we're doing it as a fundraiser, Heels to Heal, who I had on the show earlier in the week.
Yes.
What a wonderful organization.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Doing some wonderful things for people who can really use the help and deserve it.
They help victims of sexual assault and domestic violence to receive the resources they need necessary to support, including counseling and medical care, all the things that they need. And you know, when Melissa was on earlier in the week with us, each day, three women die because of domestic violence in this country.
Can you believe that?
Wow. So they
it's
do a great job. It's
too many.
It's a crisis. And so, again, these guys step up and do the job. So both of us will be donating portions of the proceeds from our book sales to this wonderful organization.
That's right.
So we're excited about that. So come on out and join us Saturday. It's Small Business Saturday. There's going to be a lot of really cool stuff going on right there on Beach Drive. So come over and join us on Saturday starting at 9 a.m. and meet both of us, get the books, and, again, help Heels to Heal, which is helping women who've gone through horrible, horrible things, and they're really taking really, really good care of them. So that's really cool. Thank you for inviting me, Doc. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right, now let's get into the book. Before we do chapter one, I just wanted, we were almost through the introduction, but there was one thing here at the end of the introduction I wanted to share. I think this was really cool. I read a testimonial that one of your patients, Nick, had given you. Wow, what a powerful statement. Again, just like I said, you know, it's amazing how much change is basically the premise of his letter is to say basically he noticed a change in his approach and his thinking almost immediately, and he kept seeing amazing amounts of change just from following what you had asked him to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And it's just, it's so gratifying. This is why I keep doing what I do. To see that is just worth more than anything.
He says at the end here, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Dr. Knoll, for all you have done to improve my quality of life.
Yes.
So in other words, it's not just, you know, as Kathy's thanked you for making me less of a jerk. It's not just that, okay, that person actually finds some happiness, but it affects the entire, everyone around them, all the people.
Right.
So that quality of life, the whole, everything changes once they get that Good With Me process and start taking the simple approach to real happiness.
That's right. And maybe you've even noticed it for yourself, Pete, that the more you change, the more it seems like everyone else changes.
It seems, yeah, I would say that's absolutely true. I would say that there was like things like this, for instance, conflict resolution all of a sudden got a lot easier for me in the last couple of weeks than it has for most of my adult life.
Because there's less conflict.
And even when there's more than one perspective. I'm actually paying attention to other people's perspective, and I'm not making it. When you told me I was too self-important, first of all, I went home and cried the whole rest of the day. I'm just saying. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
No, but you were right. And it really made me think. And I'm now actually being very understanding, and I'm looking at other people's perspective like I never did before in my whole life. So because of that, you're right, less conflict. And if it does comes up, it can be resolved calmly and peacefully.
Right. We can be more empathetic.
Yeah. And again, we can be more, you stay in,
empathic.
And it's not a range of emotion. It's not that crazy range all the way up, all the way down of emotion. There's a more steady evenness to my life now than there used to be before. I haven't road raged in weeks.
Right. I describe it as becoming a free spirit.
Yeah.
You aren't controlled by all of those negative thoughts and attitudes and behaviors.
I know exactly what you're saying. I've actually started getting dressed with the lights on again now. It's actually pretty cool. I'm actually it's like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
And it isn't scary.
Well, it's still a little scary, but it's less. It's getting less and less scary. And my socks match again, which is really nice. So that's cool.
There you go.
All right, let's get into chapter one. So you want to be happy. That's the title of chapter one. And it starts right out. You do want to feel good, right? I love how you put it as a question. You do want to feel good, right? You actually do want to, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because we have to say that to people. We have to kind of shock them a little bit, right? We have to say, hey, you seriously, the way you live it, do you actually want to be happy?
Yes. And bottom line, I haven't met anyone yet who doesn't want to be happy, and yet it gets so covered over with all of the negative thinking and negative things that come in our lives because of it.
And because of that, that's why you structured the book the way you did. Okay, it's not just another book to read and then, okay, I put it on the shelf and, you know, it just stays there and collects dust. This is a guide for living. It's something that you should be, even after you've read it through, you should be constantly referring to it and use it like on a daily basis as like a, you know, guidebook to get you through.
Absolutely. I had someone tell me that after reading the book all the way through, they keep the book on their bedstand and just in the morning, just pick it up to whatever chapter opens up and use that for the day.
And so that's the reason why, because people said, well, I can't handle another self-help book. I can't handle it. And I don't want, because they never work. They're not satisfying. And you're right. But what's the sense of doing it if you wind, like you say in the book, if you wind up right back in the same place again?
Right. And how many of us just have all of this left brain knowledge? We know this stuff and we don't know how to use it.
And don't continue to work it. In other words, okay, so you read the book, you went to the seminar for the weekend, but then that inspiration expires and you're right back to square one, and even worse, because you left there frustrated because it didn't work.
Right. And once you know some of this, and then you think that you want to go back to the way that it was will never be even as good as you thought it was.
Exactly. And so in doing that, that's why you made this book different. You say, okay, look, we're all on a quest for a good life, and we're sick of that loop, and we're sick of winding up again, going these things, reading a book, and you wind up in the same spot, no change whatsoever. And so, okay, you said, I'm going to write this book, and it's going to defy most of the concepts of what you would call traditional psychology, right?
That's right.
Okay, so how do you do something like that? How do you make that? Because in a way, you said this in the book, you might compare it to trying to learn a foreign language, right? So how do people do that?
I do, because first of all, I'm defying the way that we have defined self-esteem to start out with, traditionally. And the way that we've talked about self-esteem is not self-esteem. It's other dependent esteem, which we're going to talk about a little bit further down the line. So I'm defying that, some of the concepts. We have been for a long time working on the symptom of the problem and not the problem, so I'm defying that. And I'm actually saying you can be happy, but not because of what you were taught.
Right.
That would make you happy.
So you get, a lot of people think we'll walk, a lot of people think, oh yeah, I'm doing good, and they walk around and they think they're doing okay, but we're actually trapped in a box, aren't we?
Yep, and they're faking it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that faking it actually perpetuates the stinking thinking, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Because now you know you're faking it.
Right.
And you know at any point you might get busted, too, no less. But you know, then that's when you really the stinking thinking starts, because you had to fake it, and then the real reality starts pressing in on your brain, right?
Yes, and that creates worry and stress. What if somebody finds out?
Oh, wow. And then you got to start covering your tracks. Then you fake it even more, and then it gets way out of control.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you mentioned again right in the beginning, you say we're trapped in a box. This box actually has a name, right? What is the name of the box?
Other dependency.
Okay, what does that mean?
That means that we have been taught to depend on someone or something outside of ourselves to make us feel better.
And to go back to what you said a second ago, many of us who are trapped in that box and have that other dependency, esteem, actually believe in our minds. We actually believe it. We're not even trying to fake this part of it. We believe that that's actually self-esteem, and even in some places, high self-esteem, right?
That's right.
But it's not.
It isn't, and we don't know what it is. And so even if we think we have high self-esteem, we still aren't happy.
So you like to go back to the roots of issues for people. That's
yes.
one of the things you do. And so almost collectively for all of us, you can say the root of the problem is that we were never actually taught the right way to feel good about ourselves, right?
You just nailed it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. So as a child, we were always taught, okay, you know, be happy from getting this. Go get that big fancy job when you grow up. Go do this. Go be this. Go find that person. Get that white picket fence Cinderella and get the... Oh, no, I just mixed that metaphor. I mean, you know what I meant.
Okay? I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And so, again, everybody taught us that. Our parents, our grandparents, mm-hmm. the school teachers, everybody, the social media, advertising, that it's not about us, but it's about everything else outside of ourselves.
That's right. And in addition, we're taught to compare ourselves to all of that and everyone else. And when we start comparing ourselves, we end up not good enough.
So, and this is one of my favorite sentences in this book right here. Having other dependent esteem, which is what you're talking about, that's being trapped in that box, is the actual root of unhappiness. All right, it's what winds up making us discontent and addicted and angry and rage and violence. The criminal and even suicidal behavior, it's because we're in that box of other dependent esteem.
That's right.
Wow, so many people can look back now and go, holy cow, she's right. And that's a big realization when you finally get that, when you say, wait a minute, you know?
It is.
Wow. And let's finish the thought with what you just said about the comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you make a great example here. So were you one of those babies who walked earlier than everybody? And mom was all, you know, are you one of those ones who knew your ABCs first and you knew how to write cursive already in kindergarten? And again, your parents were bragging about that, right? But then that made a competition going. You were already in this ridiculous competition at 5 years old.
Or younger than that. Did
yeah.
you crawl fast enough and soon enough?
Yeah.
And you don't even know really what it's saying other than you know the energy says that there's something wrong with you.
Wow. Wow. I got like a test in like fourth grade and I was in the top 1 percentile of the country in the test. And for like the next 12 years, my father went around telling every single person that I was going to be a doctor.
Because that fed his lack of self-esteem.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I was a scared of blood. And I kept telling him that.
Right.
You know, but he didn't want to hear it.
No.
You know?
Because you made him look good.
Yeah. So, again, that's what it all comes down to. So, you're trapped in a box of other-dependent self-esteem. It's the root of all lack of happiness.
Yes.
And I love when you said, when we were first talking about this a couple months ago, you said, we're trapped in the box, but the directions on how to get out of the box are written on the outside of the box.
Right. so no one gets it.
So, nobody knows how to get out of the box. You know? And so, it winds up not working. It doesn't make us happy.
No.
That other dependent self-esteem, maybe temporarily every once in a while it can, but it's so fleeting and it never lasts.
That's right.
And so then we search for the next thing. You always know those people that go, they're never single. You know, as soon as they break up with somebody, they're right with the next person. As soon as they break up, they're right with the next person. Or whatever it is, they got to go get the bigger thing. Oh, the car was good. Now they got to get the boat. Now they got to get the house. Now they got to get this. Because it's never enough. You got to go, it's temporary, the happiness, and then you got to go find something else immediately.
That's right. There yeah. isn't any fun in that.
No, there is no fun in that at all.
No fun in that at all. It's just stressful. It's work. It's hard. It's difficult, you know, and life is just hard.
Yeah, it is. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about who this book was written for. Good With Me by Dr. Patricia Noh. We're in the first chapter. So, you want to be happy. This book is a simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. Go to goodwithme.com. Like I said to you earlier, buy 3 copies. One for yourself, one for your best friend, and one for that person who drives you nuts. And say to that person, hey, I want to start over with you. I'm going to read it, you read it, and together, let's be good with me and then good with each other. Let's do that. You want to try that? That's a great Christmas right there. We'll be right back. I love you and I love Jesus.
It's too late. Who's going to tell you things aren't so great?
Everyone knows that the Crab Shack on Gandy Boulevard in St. Petersburg is the only place to go for the best seafood in Tampa Bay. The Crab Shack has Tampa Bay's freshest seafood, daily dining specials like the all-you-can-eat fish fry on Mondays, and on Tuesdays it's the all-you-can-eat clam strips and snow crab, and Wednesdays all-you-can-eat shrimp is something you won't want to miss. The Crab Shack welcomes you to a casual, no-frills dining experience. When you order food here, it's prepared especially for you. You may find this will take a little longer, but the reward for your patience is a fine meal cooked to order. Our specialties include steamed blue crabs, smoked mullet, and of course our popular whole fish corvina. So come on out if you haven't already and join us at the Crab Shack restaurant. That's the Crab Shack, right where it's always been. 11400 Gandy Boulevard, St. Petersburg. Check us out online at crabshack.com. The Crab Shack, seafood, Florida style.
Patricia Knoll, you're on a mission to help everybody be good with me. What does that mean?
That means I'm redefining self-esteem so everyone can feel good about who they are.
And how do you do that?
I do that with individual and group counseling, with a webinar, with online courses, and also with the book, Good With Me.
We got to get people to understand, they actually pay attention to the fact that they're actually thinking bad thoughts, right?
That's right. Most people are thinking negatively about themselves and they don't even know it. So it's just running their lives.
So once you get them to notice that in counseling, then you can get them to learn how to
see what they're thinking and then change it
and learn how to have fun doing it, right?
Absolutely. It's all about the fun.
You can practice being good with me, and if you want to be good with me, then I want you to call Patricia Knoll at 727-424-1270. Again, that's 727-424-1270, or
go to goodwithme.com.
The statistics are alarming. Children and families all across America are really hurting. More than ever, they need a second chance. More than ever, they need hope. And that's what Eckerd is all about, giving abused, neglected, and at-risk children a much-needed second chance. In fact, since 1968, Eckerd has helped over 150,000 children and their families. But so many more still need help. And I believe that everyone can do something to make a difference. Please, join me in raising hope for America's children and families. Volunteer, spread the word, donate, because every child deserves the opportunity to succeed.
Everybody, welcome back. Thanks so much. Means everything. I really love you for it. Thanks so much for listening to the Pete O'Shea Show right here on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete. I got Kathy on the board right now. We're in the middle of our time every Wednesday we spend with Dr. Patricia Knoll as we go through her amazing book, Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. This book is changing my life. I know it will do the same for you. I've learned so much about myself, and I really learned, wow, this is a great way. This is a great practical guidebook to have with you all the time to help you to continue to grow as a person and actually get to the point where you can be good with yourself, be really happy with who you are for you on your own. We were just talking about how, again, we always spend most of our time worried about other dependent self-esteem, getting our self-esteem from something or someone else. So right here in the book you say, so who was this book written for? Who was it written for?
How many people do you know who are worried about what everyone thinks about them?
Everybody.
Everybody. And how many people do you know that are looking for just the right someone or something to make them happy?
Everybody's everybody. One of, everybody.
And are you one of them?
So you wrote this for everyone. It doesn't, who wants to be happy. It doesn't matter age, race, skin color, where you live, any of that kind of stuff. This,
for not every, at all.
None of this matters. It really doesn't matter what social class you came from, what culture. In fact, that really
it doesn't
change
even matter it. What country you live in.
Right.
Yes.
Now, it may change there within that, what are the things or people or whatever that the other dependency comes from.
Right.
But again, the root of the issue stays the same.
That's right.
Okay. So this book is going to show people that the type of self-esteem you have, that other dependent, determines whether you experience real happiness comes or less or not. You want to get self-dependent, not other dependent self-esteem, right?
Right. So, you know, Pete, it's for people that maybe they dropped out of school and didn't finish, and they feel bad about themselves and think, okay, they can never have self-esteem. Or maybe it's for the person who's just living from paycheck to paycheck and they compare themselves to someone famous and wealthy. It might be for the person that doesn't have a job or keep a job, or maybe it's the person who doesn't even want a job, and yet they feel like there's something wrong with them because they don't want a job.
Right.
It's for everyone.
It's for everyone. And here's an interesting part about this book. It's not just to be read. You said this at the very, very beginning of the book. This book is to be experienced. What do you mean by that?
That when we don't experience it and actually complete what I call exploration of ourselves and some self-discovery, and there are guides for that throughout the book, how to do that. When we don't practice and change our behavior, which also in that process we're changing our thinking, we're changing the way we feel, and we're changing the way we behave. If none of that occurs and we aren't experiencing it, living it, and all we've done is read a lot of words, then nothing happens.
So throughout the book, there are exploration and discovery assignments that are there in order, and they're there for a reason. And you can download and read free bonus articles that are offered too to get maximized results. It's crucial to a positive outcome that they complete these exploration and discovery assignments, right?
Yes, don't skip over them.
Yeah, that's how you initiate the change. Now you're having intentional experiences. It'll guide you through some self-exploration. It'll guide you through, oh my goodness, you're right, I am other dependent. You can work it out. And it's like, you know, it's like you're doing a math problem. You can't just put the answer. You got to do the work. You got to show the work.
How did you get there?
Yeah, how did you get there? Exactly right. That's the key to it. So again, and there's no right or wrong answers to these. Everybody gets all panicked. Wait, there's a test? I don't want to take a test. No, this isn't right or wrong. This is for you to work on, again, to complete it, you know, and they've got to do it. They've got to do each one throughout this whole book. Don't skip them. Don't wait to the end to do them. Do them as you're reading the book, right?
That's right. And that's where the process works, and you can see the difference as you go along. And once we see just a little bit of change, then that creates more motivation to want more.
And that's when you start to really practice it more. You get more into doing these exploration and discoveries, and you're not taking the shortcuts. You're really getting into it. You're sitting down with a piece of paper and you're writing it all out, because you get momentum from some success. You get excited about it. Now you're ready to really do the work, right?
That's right.
So they shouldn't skip over any of them. Look, you're looking to feel good. You want real happiness for the first time in your life, okay? Then this book is to be experienced. It's not just to be read. You've got work to do in this. They've got to do their part, doctor. You've done all this research. You've done all these years of working, all this that you've done on your own self-examination, all the way through. You've put this in.
Yes.
But now, if they don't do the work, they're not going to get anywhere, right?
Right. And we could even take the word work out of it.
Okay.
And just say, just do it. Just do what you have to do and don't make it work.
Just
for yourself.
Do the exploration.
Make
just explore yourself and discover, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let's do the first one for him, right? In the first question. All right, what do you want to gain from this book? You know what I wrote down? I said, I want a better understanding of myself. I really don't understand myself. There's lots of things I do. I go, what did you do? What is wrong with you?
Right. How often do we say, what was I thinking?
Yeah, what was I thinking? So I want to get a better understanding of who I am, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to get out of it? Okay, what I want to get is I want to start being good with me. I want to start liking myself. I don't always like myself, Dr. Noel, and we want that, but we got to get that the right way. You've taught me that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Every time I've tried to seek being liking of myself, I've done it in the wrong way.
Yes, and do you realize what you just did? You just said, this is what I want. Most of us know for sure what we don't want.
Yeah.
And we can rattle that off in just a nanosecond, and it'll be a mile-long list. And most of us don't know what we want. Therefore, how do we ever get it if we don't know what it is?
If we don't actually identify it.
That's right.
And be honest with ourselves about what it is, because we lie to ourselves about that a lot of times, about what we actually want, okay? Mm-hmm. I know what I want. I want a better understanding of myself so that people will actually get me, and so will I. And I don't have so many issues in my life, okay? Here's a key one. What is your reason for picking up this book in the first place? All right, here's what I wrote. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be impatient anymore. Okay, I want to actually have some understanding, and I want to have some perspective. Now, that's being really painfully honest with myself.
Which is what we have to do in order to make progress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But just by writing those things down, and I looked at them again before you were coming on today, Yeah, that is, like, I actually said to myself, yeah, that's what you need. Now, can you do it? Let's go. You know, so, you know, it really was important to write it down.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we write things down, it forces the left hemisphere of the brain and the right hemisphere of the brain to merge, and the subconscious and the conscious to blend together as well. So everybody's at work on the same thing.
Exactly. So the exploration and discovery, those questions, they were great for me to just write them down. I actually saw what it is that I wanted. I saw what I want to work on. I got a really good grasp on, okay, I've got a lot of exploration and discovery still to go, and I'm ready to do it. I want this. I want this. And so that was really good to do the exploration, yes, and discovery part of it. I liked it a lot.
Good. And the minute you write it down, it starts happening.
Yeah, it is, because now it's real. Now it's on, yes, paper. Now it's like a list. You got to get it done now. Now you can start checking stuff off and make it happen. Very cool.
Yes.
All right, we'll keep going with Chapter 2 next week, Doc. This is awesome stuff. Thanks so much. And thanks for writing this book. It's an awesome book. It's changing my life.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good with me, Dr. Patricia Noel. Go to goodwithme.com. A simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. We'll take a break. We come back. A house call with Dr. Tracy Lenhart right after this. I love you and I love Jesus.